with this being a more novel treatment modality and one that can be quite intense for patients, and people are in a very vulnerable space when they've taken ketamine there with me, I really wanted to just make sure that people were feeling well prepared for that, and that this setting, the physical setting, felt safe for them, and me as a provider felt safe.
Welcome to QualityCast North, a podcast dedicated to showcasing healthcare quality improvement across northern British Columbia. Casting today from the traditional territories of the Kleklaytonay and Tsingtian First Nations are your hosts.
I'm Cher Chewy.
And I'm Lee Cameron.
You're listening to QualityCast North. This week, we're returning to Northwest BC and a familiar topic, that of ketamine therapy for refractory depression. Last time we featured this topic was with our previous guest, Dr. Darren Jakubek, whose improvement work involves setting up a new clinic for this service in Smithers. This week, we're taking the next step, one of improving patient-centric care in an existing ketamine therapy clinic, this time in the nearby rural community of Hazleton. To talk about this improvement work is Dr. Graham Bergstra, a family doc based in Hazleton and an alum of Northern Health's Physician Quality Improvement Program. Hello, Graham. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, thank you.
So as with all our guests, at the very beginning, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe a little bit about your career journey and how you ended up in your current role and location.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm a family physician, been in practice for about eight, no, almost 10 years, I think, in Hazleton here for about 8 years. So my career journey, after residency, I did a lot of rural locums and settled in Hazleton after that in 2018, and was doing primary care ER work up until last year, where I've really focused in my practice to be able to spend more time doing ketamine therapy. And so this part of my career journey started, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, where I think just based on having an interest in mental health through the years, and seeing lots of people with treatment refractory illness in the office space, came across ketamine therapy and psychedelic therapy broadly as a treatment option. So I started with doing online training programs to learn more about this and gain some clinical skills. And then a few years ago, completed a postgraduate certificate in psychedelic assisted therapy at Vancouver Island University, and a practicum with Roots to Thrive, which is a group ketamine therapy program on Vancouver Island. And so after doing that, I've just continued to be really excited about doing this work. And now most of my time is spent doing ketamine therapy here in Hazleton.
Mm-hmm. And then, so turning to Hazleton, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about this community and the team of people you work with there?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we're small community. We're located on Gitxsan territory in Northwest BC. You mentioned Smithers, where they also had a ketamine program. We're about 45 minutes away from there. Our catchment is actually about 6,000 people. So Hazleton is often thought of as small, but because there are many surrounding communities that come here, it's sometimes feels quite unique in the region of being that many communities that get care here. So in general, we have a actually pretty big team of physicians and nurse practitioners and midwives. For this work, I'm mostly working with mental health clinicians, but the team of people that I collaborate with has become more diverse and includes actually primarily community therapists that I've developed connections with. So some in Terrace, Smithers, here in Hazleton, and so when possible, working in a collaborative care model with people's external therapists.
Mm-hmm. And then turning to the ketamine therapy itself, can you just remind us what that ketamine treatment is and what types of patients can benefit from it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways to offer therapy with ketamine. And so in that sense, it's somewhat hard to define. But the approach that I take emphasizes the non-ordinary state of consciousness or altered or expanded state of consciousness that ketamine can provide, in order to use that as a treatment approach alongside psychotherapy. And so, different models, primarily ones that tend to be IV ketamine clinics, will be a bit more focused on the, biological our biochemical and antidepressant effect of ketamine, which tends to be rapid and effective but short-lived, whereas the service model that I'm delivering is a bit more focused on using ketamine really as a subtype of psychedelic-assisted therapy, and therefore it's a process of preparing for ketamine sessions, having sessions approximately a month apart, and then doing integration work with myself or therapists afterwards. And so in that sense, it's a process that helps with shifting patterns that have been quite stuck in people's lives, helping precipitate behavioral change, moving through stuck emotions, processing trauma. It's a treatment modality that can assist with all of that. So, my bias is towards that actually really a broad range of people can benefit from this in the same way that many people, benefit in their lives from doing psychotherapy more broadly. However, in the system now, doing this publicly funded, the primary patient target is people who have treatment refractory mental illness, primarily depression, sometimes PTSD, and the medical literature around this has really focused on that. And so there's the most robust medical evidence for those treatment indications.
Now, you identified a gap in care at your local ketamine clinic, and so I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about that, because this formed the basis of your quality improvement work. So tell us about the gap and maybe about its potential impact on the quality of patient care.
When I first started offering ketamine therapy to patients here, I was kind of fitting it in around my family practice, and hadn't quite created a structured model around it. And like I mentioned, there's lots of different ways that you can administer ketamine and different treatment approaches to take. So based off what I had heard from people doing this practice, and actually a lot based off what Dr. Jackie Beck was doing in Smithers, sort of n narrowed it down from a bit less structured and offering more sessions to a more defined program of six sessions approximately a month apart. And so because there's not, this isn't based off specific evidence to offer it in this way, the gap that I was finding was, okay, I'm going through this process with people and I'm making lots of changes, sort of, off the cuff, based on informal feedback that I'm getting from people. The gap is I didn't have a way to, formally get feedback after the process was done to understand patients' experiences more, and to repeat psychometric measures before and after. Really the gap was not having a way to get that in a reliable and consistent way. And the impact of that could be quite broad. There could be lots that I, would be missing. And as I continue to sort of, refine the service and my practice, of course I want that to be guided by feedback from patients and their experience.
So you identified the gap, and there is a potential impact. So how did you set about addressing that? And as you launched your project, what were your aims, and what did your team do first?
Really the aim of the project was to get feedback from 90% of the patients who had gone through the program. And so what we did first was, well, get a team together. And so I was really, really grateful for the team support on this, which included our local mental health clinician, Niazi, and Wendy, who's a local therapist. Angie Coombs, before she retired, was an Indigenous patient liaison, and Shauna Morrison, the current one, helped out, as well as our HSA Beth. So that was really helpful to, well, I guess, really see like what's possible when in including the team in actually being the ones who gain the feedback. So the process was mostly Niazi and Shauna helped out with meeting with the patients directly in order to go through the questionnaire. And so I guess the first thing that we did was, get together, come up with a plan about how we might do that, and draft the questionnaire itself, and got feedback from all of them about that. And then we started, some of this was sort of retroactive with patients who I had already seen, and I didn't have any sort of like preliminary, or I had some preliminary measures, but not in a structured way, and sort of getting feedback on, change ideas I had already been trialing, and then shifting it into meeting with the mental health clinician prior to starting any treatment, and then doing the follow-up afterwards.
And so, what did your patients tell you? What sort of feedback did you glean from them from the questionnaire and through this process? And how did that help your team improve, right?
Yeah, the main focus that I was hoping to get feedback about was really about preparation and safety, because with this being a more novel treatment modality and one that can be quite intense for patients, and people are in a very vulnerable space when they've taken ketamine and they're with me. I really wanted to just make sure that people were feeling well prepared for that, and that the setting, the physical setting, felt safe for them, and me as a provider felt safe. And so feedback that I got was actually quite positive about all of that. That well, first of all, I got about I think it ended up being about an 80% response rate,
Excellent.
and almost everyone said they were very well prepared, and felt like the physical environment was comfortable and felt safe and adequate for them. There was feedback about having a potentially a quiet space for after the sessions to just sort of like decompress further before going home. There was some mention of maybe some in the preparation more links to online resources that have been sort of like vetted by me or others and sort of approved, because there's a lot of information out there online about ketamine therapy and people's
Sure.
experiences. So some links to resources that could endorse a bit. One thing that I think Dr. Jackie Beck did a really great job of in Smithers was having an online sort of, I don't know if you call it, I guess, support group of people who were going through treatment at the time or had completed it. And someone had mentioned here, or actually multiple people did mention that informally, that it would be really great to be able to, connect with other people who are going through this or have gone through it, because it can be quite different than other treatment approaches, and we do know that it's really valuable, of course, to share these experiences with others. And multiple people mentioned the value of being connected with their own external therapist along the way as well, and so that's something I've really tried to emphasize with people moving forward. If that's accessible to them, it's really going to be beneficial for you to be engaged with another therapist as well.
And then thinking about those support structures, I mean, it was great to hear that you had a patient partner involved in this project to get that important perspective. But how do you think that the rural and that social and cultural context of your local population in Hazleton, how do you think that informs how you deliver and improve care there?
Yeah, really what comes up for me with this question is it really makes me feel that just the patient-centeredness of this treatment needs to be really at the forefront. And that's what I've been trying to do, is make this very patient-centered, but to be able to, well, understand, I mean, the rural context I know well, but understanding people's social and cultural contexts, and making sure that the care that I provide feels safe for them. That just feels really at the forefront for me in doing this. And so just want to continue to improve the patient-centeredness and get the feedback from people of if I'm hitting the mark on that or not, or where there might be gaps and things that I'm overlooking, as I'm sure there are. And in that, getting qualitative feedback feels really important. That's, really understanding the patient experience and not just about, measuring the PHQ-9 before and after, which has been helpful. But yeah, like I said, just really staying focused on preparation and safety.
Now, this work was part of what was an action learning project as part of Northern Health's Advanced Physician Quality Improvement Training Program, which you participated in. So, what did you learn about improving the quality and safety of patient care by participating in this program specifically?
I learned a lot through the program. I mean, I have not been pushed to plug it at all, but I will plug it, because people plugged it to me and said, I think you'll, really appreciate going through this, that you'll learn a lot. And admittedly, I had a bit of just like resistance to, is this for me or not? But I'm really glad that I just learned more, I think, about having a structured approach to improvement and going through that and just doing the process helped to, generate new ideas, find gaps. Yeah, and the value of having a team, that was a big part of it for me. Yeah, and learning to scope the project and keep it really focused on something that was really easily, not easily, but was attainable. And it felt really aligned with just, this really was a gap that I was noticing in the care that I was providing. And so it was really rewarding to really just be able to address it head on.
Yeah, I agree. Quality improvement work is very, very rewarding, particularly if you get an answer to the question you were hoping to answer, and you get that feedback, and you see an improvement in that gap. It is extremely rewarding to see that. I'm interested. You're now part of a quality improvement community in the Northwest, a burgeoning one, because we've had a lot of episodes recently out of the Northwest. What's next for you and your team in the realm of healthcare quality improvement?
Well, I've been working with people in the, I guess, a regional team around a service model for ketamine therapy for the North. So that's sort of been one of the next major steps. That's still very much in draft, but getting closer to having a final draft completed, and some of that has been informed, yeah, about the work that I've done here and what I learned from getting feedback from patients. And the next place that I really want to take this is doing group ketamine therapy work and hoping to pilot that later this year. I think there's so much potential there. And then I, you know, now having gone through this, feel a lot more equipped to have quality improvement embedded in it right from the outset. And to make sure that, yeah, we're yeah, just even starting out with a quality improvement lens in mind. So that's sort of the future realm that I'm feeling most excited about.
It does give you a different perspective for sure, and it equips you, so you do feel more confident in taking on quality related projects for sure. Well, that's a great place to wrap things up here, and I'd just like to thank you for coming on and really sharing the nuts and bolts of your work and your project. It sounds really exciting. It sounds like you're so enthusiastic for this work and that your patients are really benefiting, and that you really do put your patients at the center of this service. And that's really, really great to hear. So thank you for coming on and sharing your work with us. It's always great to hear such great quality improvement work happening in Northwest BC and in Hazelton. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I am excited about it and I'm happy to share about it.
You've been listening to Dr. Graham Bergstrom talking about improving patient-centered care in the Ketamine Therapy Clinic in Hazelton, BC. To find out more about today's guest and his work, check out the episode show notes or on our website. Until next time, it's goodbye from us here at QualityCast North. I'm your host, Cher Chewy. If you enjoyed today's episode, check out our other episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts, and subscribe to our channel. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for us about healthcare quality improvement, email us at qualitycomms@northernhealth.ca, and your question could feature on a future episode. QualityCast North is sponsored by the Physician Quality Improvement Initiative, or PQI. PQI is a flagship program of the Specialist Services Committee, a collaboration between the Provincial Ministry of Health and the Doctors of BC, with representation for the provincial health authorities. This episode was co-produced by Dr. Cher Chewy and Lee Cameron, with technical support from Levi Giles and Matt Walker of Expression North. Original music by Daniel Chewy. Further information about today's guest is available in our show notes on our website at nhpqi.ca.